your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
This has been a high-energy show, huh, for a few hours? I don't know if we're going to be able to keep it up midnight later on tonight when we're back on recapping opening day and the Devils and Rangers game that gets going later on tonight. A huge game there in the Metro Division with the Rangers looking to catch the Devils and get home ice. Anyway, real quick before we get back to your calls, and we'll finish with your calls this hour. We're going on 2 o'clock. Emmanuel Barbari is in for me on the overnight as I moved up here to fill in for Keith for the night. So the Super Bowl with the Falcons, I was watching, you know, obviously they had a 28-3 lead. The only thing I did, and I was very clear to my family, I almost went to the game. I flew down to the NFC Championship game by myself to watch them beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and clinch, you know, the NFC, go to the Super Bowl. It was an incredible feeling. Matt Ryan wins the MVP that year, but just that game. I was there the week before with my wife, flew down to see the Falcons beat the Seahawks. So I was into it, and I was going to go to the Super Bowl, and I was like, ah, I don't know if I want to spend that much money. Who am I going to go with? Do I want to go by myself? Whatever. I chose to stay home, and I wanted just my family there. And my wife was like, can you invite my friend? I don't want to be. I was like, all right, I guess. And I'll never forgive her for that. I mean, in reality, I did, of course, but I didn't like that. You're bringing in an outsider. This is only supposed to be my immediate family watching into my parents' home, where I've watched many Falcon games before. Anyway, at halftime, I got up to go to the bathroom, and the Falcons had the big lead, and my wife asked me, how you feeling? And I said, like a Super Bowl champion. And I'll never forgive myself for those comments. And then I just sat there and watched it crumble. And even after it crumbled, and I remember vividly sitting on the couch in that spot, I couldn't believe it was happening. Every play, I couldn't believe it was happening. Oh, no, not this. And then again, and then Julio makes that big catch, and I'm thinking, all right, well, they're going to win now, finally. Because all the Falcons needed was one of those plays to go their way. Just one. And none of them did. And I was so devastated after the game that I sat there and watched the replays and watch the post game and all the comments. I just was in disbelief. Stunned disbelief is how I would term it. As a matter of fact, to this day, I still cannot believe that that actually happened. And that is when I realized the sports gods have it in for me. You'd think I'd learned my lesson. I didn't. I challenged them again last year with the NL East, and I lost. Again. At some point, one day, I hope I will get mine. But for now, I've been getting dominated. 877-337-6666. Charlie is calling from Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Dal, how you doing, buddy? I am pumped. It's opening day. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, Charlie.
Triple crown tomorrow. Triple crown. We watch the Yankees go down at the stadium. Then the Mets take the Marlins at 4, and the Rangers go over to Jersey and beat up on the Devils. You can't ask for a better Thursday afternoon.
Well, I mean, Yankee fans want to see the Yankees win, but in that scenario, I mean, I'd take 2 out of 3 if the Mets and Rangers won.
Oh, that would be a home run. I'll take that.
Well, what if the Yankees won? Why not all three?
Listen, I'm a Mets fan. I can't like the Yankees. Come on now.
I get
Come
it.
Come on. It's one or the other. You know how that is. Come on. But it's going to be a great day. It's funny, my daughter goes to school at the U. I was actually should have went down there to see her and go take in the game. It would actually be cheaper flying to Miami and go watch down there. But
I thought about going myself, but honestly, after the Port St. Lucie trip, there's no way my wife would allow it. I'm just being honest with you. Yeah.
That was a great trip you had. You had a good time down there with Terry Collins.
Oh, my God. It was the best time. I loved hanging out with him, Charlie, and thank you for the call. It was great hanging out with Terry. I got to meet Buck for a little bit, got to hang out with Billy Epler for the game on Sunday. It was fun. By the way, not only should we be excited about the Mets and Yankees, and that's what matters most, of course, on opening day, but There is another game that I'm intrigued by. I cannot lie about it. I'm intrigued. I'm curious. I want to see what Jake does. DeGrom will be on the mound also at 4 o'clock for the Rangers, the bad Rangers, taking on Aaron Nola and the Phillies. And it hit me yesterday as I was driving into work that I think DeGrom, and I know this is just like a silly hunch, DeGrom is going to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game at some point with the Rangers. I just know it. It's been the history with the Mets, whether it's Seaver, whether it's Doc. I mean, guys leave, they go elsewhere, and they get these no-hitters or perfect games. I don't know if he's going to be able to stay healthy. I would doubt it. But I do get the feeling that at some point, DeGrom, it's inevitable. He's going to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game. I'm trying to brace myself for that reality. Alex is calling from Connecticut. What's up, Alex? Hello. Alex, I don't know what's going on with him. Ryan is calling from Center Ridge, New York. What's up, Ryan?
Sal.
Rye.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right, cool. I didn't want to end up like that last guy. How's it going, my man? Look, I just came back from the Knicks Heat game.
Nice.
Chase Bridge sat up in the north, Chase Bridge North. Let me tell you something. These Knicks are for real right now. Randall went down. You know who came through? My boy Quickly. Brunson couldn't do it. You know who came through? My boy Quickly. We got some blue-collar players. We got some blue-collar basketball. It looks a lot like 93-94, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it with that. Sal, I love listening to you. I grew up listening to the Smooze, and now that you, since you took over for him, I love it.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it, and I love you too. Now, what I will say is I would never dare compare this Knicks team to 93-94. But outside of that, I think everything you said was pinpoint accuracy. Quickly is a stud. He's the third guy. And you got to see what happens here with Randall as far as him going down with that ankle twist or potential sprain. Let's just hope it's not going to be anything of significance that would keep him out or limit him during the postseason. I mean, because right now, the most important thing is just getting there. They basically got the 5 seed now locked up after their win over Miami last night. So they just got to stay healthy. Get Brunson healthy and keep Randall healthy here now. But Quickly has turned into a stud. Quentin Grimes is showing he could be a player. This is how it happens here. Leon Rose done a nice job through the draft, and even if it's just those two guys, Grimes and Quickly, that could be enough with Brunson, with Randall, with the other pieces that they have. I mean, I know I'm not mentioning RJ, but you know why that is. Point is, you look at these picks, a guy like Quickly and a guy like Grimes, those are guys that can eventually be parts of a championship team. The Knicks, though, if you were looking at where they're lacking, it would be Barrett, and then I guess even Randall, although we know Randall's an all-star, right, and playing at a high level and tough and all that stuff. When it's crunch time, Randall still does things that drive you nuts. And maybe, you know, the defense an issue there, but turning the ball over in the end, wanting to be the guy and take the final shot where it should be Brunson or even Quickly at this point. Or Grimes, a matter of fact. I'd probably go those three before I would even Julius. I'm not trying to disrespect him, but he's just, and he was an all-star, I know it, 2 out of the last 3 years, I get it. That something with Randall is preventing the Knicks from getting to the next level. Because look at this team. If I'm telling you that Quickly's a player, that Grimes is a player, that Brunson is a legit stud, Mitchell Robinson, you know what he's there for, rim protector, defense, rebound. There's two guys left, RJ and Randall. And Randall's been an all-star, but there are still issues with his game, and RJ is inconsistent. If RJ could ever shoot, forget it. They've got some players. They've got a shot. But 93-94 is a little bit strong. I mean, how about win a playoff series first? Jimmy in Jersey City. Good morning, Jimmy. Happy opening day.
Happy opening day, Mr. Sal. You want me to be positive, so all right, hope the Yankees go 162-0. That would be nice.
Well, it's also not realistic. You could be positive, but trying to keep it realistic. Hey, how about your boy batting leadoff?
Listen, I told Keith the other day, he goes, what would it take for me to like him? He's got a bat over 350 for the first month, 10 RBIs, 4 home runs.
All right, that may happen.
If he can't do that, then I don't even like him in the number one spot because you got Judge RBI machine. You got a guy with speed up there, so he don't run first at third. He's first to second. You don't have speed. Coming off foot injury. Can't have a guy like that leading off your game. You don't want to put him at 4 or 5, whatever, something like that, or 2, just move the runners over. I don't like him at the leadoff spot. I bet you Volpe will be leadoff hitter before a few months is up.
So you'd go, and what would be your ideal? Volpe, Judge, and...
No, I'll do Volpe, LeMahieu, Judge.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
Donaldson, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. And on that. Well, the top three. I was curious about the top three.
So that would be, like I said, Volpe, DJ, Judge.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Volpe. You know why? Because I like baseball. I love watching baseball players. Volpe is a baseball player.
So, Al, he's hitting one tomorrow, opening day. He's hitting one in the field.
Yeah, like Jeter?
Him and Judge. I don't know about Jeter, but he took Brett Gardner's number 11.
Yeah, that whole thing is weird, too. I mean, I guess I get that you want to show respect and ask Gardner, but it's not a Gardner's number. I mean, it's not retired, so...
It's anybody's number. You have to ask for it.
Right. I mean, you're going above and beyond, like, all right, dude, you're not here anymore. I'm taking the number. Like, it's as simple as that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful toward Gardner, but... And I get he was a longtime Yankee and an important piece of their last championship team, whatever, but, his number's not retired. It's not going to be. Volpe could wear it.
Sal, Fred Stanley wore that number.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, old-time Yankee shortstop, way back. Yeah. Hey, Quick, that guy who called about the Knicks. Listen, I'm a Net fan, buddy, and your Knicks, either one of us are going nowhere.
Oh!
Nowhere. Sal, did you see what Milwaukee did? Sal, look at the teams that would be, the Nets or the Knicks would even have that dream. No one's going to get past Milwaukee, the Knicks or the Nets ever. But even the 76ers, look at those three guys they tell. And to Kupo. Holiday.
Yeah, I know. They're Milwaukee. Milwaukee's much better than the Knicks or the Nets.
Yeah, Nets and Knicks combine their teams together. We wouldn't beat that team anyway.
Yeah.
Will you watch a game tomorrow?
I'll be at work. So I'm going to watch. I have SNY.
Before you hang up, I want to tell you something.
Yeah, I have SNY tomorrow. We got baseball night in New York after Mets post game. So I'll probably watch. I want to watch some of the Yankee game before I leave for work, so I'll probably watch the first hour of the Yankee game, then listen to the rest driving in, then I'll watch the Met game at SNY, the Ranger game at SNY, and then I'll be here after to talk about them all.
Question, you said to your guy, Doug, before, but you're having your Met get-together. What are you going to do for your Yankee fans, man? Come on, man.
No, he was talking about
a respectable call, tell you.
He was talking about a Rangers gathering.
No, but you mentioned the Mets first, and he said the Rangers.
Yeah, well, because we went on to watch the Ranger playoff game. Well,
so
usually I do.
You're Yankee fans with me, Franco, Taco Franco, and guys like that.
Yeah, that is true. Mitchell and Fort Lee invited me out, Jimmy, to a Yankee game. I'll do a Yankee game. I mean,
I'd appreciate if you did.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it. I'm in, and we appreciate the call, and I'll let you know the info. I'll do a Yankee game with everybody. I'm ready to go. Mitchell and Fort Lee invited me, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. He's got 4 season tickets, so he invited me to go to the game. I'm sure we could tack on plenty more tickets. I'll go there. I mean, do Yankee fans really want me there? I don't think so. But I'll go. I've been there before. Go place a little wager on Superbook Sports and get behind anybody. Let's go, Yanks. I think it'd be cool to do that. Don't want to do a Subway Series thing. And really, the Met game last year that we went to, it was just because of convenience. Like, it's easier for me to get to Citi Field than it is to go to Yankee Stadium. That's it. I mean, and plus, of course, I'm a Met fan, but a lot of the people that were there were just there to hang out. Some of them were Yankee fans. Doesn't matter. We're all baseball fans in New York. Especially on this opening day, everybody's positive together. See, I'm starting to, though, book up a lot of things here. My wife is going to be upset with me. Can't do a Rangers viewing party, although that was, I'm telling you, I love it. I love going out with you guys, hanging out, watching these games. We had such a good time that Rangers playoff game. The bar was lit. Great atmosphere. It was so much fun. The next best thing to being at the game. You couldn't be at the game. It's in Pittsburgh. Go out to a bar and watch it. At a Rangers bar in the city. Same thing with the Knicks in the playoffs. That could be fun too. But then going to a baseball game, it's great. I love going to baseball games, whether it's Citi Field or Yankee Stadium. Got to check out some of the new food and all that stuff that each ballpark has to offer. Looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to the K Corner at Citi Field, which is replacing what used to be McFadden's. I definitely want to go there and hang out. That's going to be a fun spot. I enjoyed McFadden's, but the K Corner? Oh, come on, that's a must.
Let them have it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
On the Fan, 877-337-6666, going till 2 a.m. Emmanuel Barbari will follow me. Your calls the rest of the way. Let's go. Opening day. How you feeling? PVO, positive vibes only. Now, I will admit, even though, and this will become a tradition here as we do these shows, you know, hopefully consistently for a while, moving forward, that every night, every opening day eve, will be the show of a positive nature. PVO, positive vibes only, on opening day eve. Because why would you be anything other than positive going into a season, especially with the Mets and Yankees, with the expectations that they have? Now, while this is one day dedicated to positive vibes only, every other day will be a day where we can criticize, rip, critique, mock, yell, all those things. Not today, though. Later on tonight, different story. Not today. David is calling from the Upper West Side. What's up, David?
How are you doing, Sal? And thank you very much for taking my call. And firstly, I want to say you are spot on about Julius Randle. He's a one hell of a player. But loose cannon in the last 5 or 10 minutes of the game, the ball doesn't move with him. Like you say, you know, he wants to have the last shot all the time, you know. It's got to move around. Got to move around. You got other people that can shoot.
Yeah, there's something right. Off with Randle. It's like the Knicks stars with Randle. Brunson's a legit star, and he does his job well. But Randle, I don't even want to call Barrett a star necessarily, but Randle and Barrett have, I don't know, there's just something off there. Barrett, we know what it is. With Barrett, is that he can't shoot. He's a shooting guard that can't shoot, and he's too inconsistent. With Randle, this is the second year of three that he's been an actual all-star. But there are still issues there with his game, and you're right, whether it's down the stretch, whether it is that his flaws are exposed at the worst moments. I mean, it's just something for an all-star player, he's not quite there yet.
Yeah, you're right. Now, my other point was this. I had said to your screener, I don't think Rodgers is coming to the Jets. And I'll tell you why I've come to that conclusion. You know, we're talking about some serious money for these guys.
David, he's going to the Jets, and thank you for the call. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're trying to keep the energy up here, and we're also not talking about Rodgers really today. We're sticking to opening day. But Rodgers is coming to the Jets. It's happening. Like, it's done. It's not debatable. It's happening. It's not officially done, but it's going to happen. The Packers have you heard what the Packers are talking about this week? With their GM, with their head coach, they're basically saying goodbye. They know they're up against it. Hey, Rodgers getting traded. They've conceded it's not going to be for a first-round pick either. Jets are going to have that 13th pick overall and add another impact player, hopefully, to an already pretty solid roster. Anthony's in Brooklyn. What's up, Anthony?
Yay, the Yankees are going to win opening day. Yay. Yay, Yankees win opening day. Yay. Yay, Yankees win opening day.
You have anything else for us? Is that it?
Yankees win opening day! Yay!
You're in the running for worst caller ever. You know that, right?
Yankees win opening day! Yay!
Do you have anything else or no?
Gerrit Cole, 10 strikeouts.
And that's it?
That just went opening.
Oh, God. Man, what a loser. I mean, my God. I gave you plenty of time to, like, say something productive on the air. Plenty of time. And you couldn't say anything. Now, what I would be curious with that call, and I didn't want to waste time asking him because we obviously weren't going to get anywhere with him, but my curiosity would be, what actually, and this is, I'm being dead serious here, like, what actually possesses someone to do that? He was on hold for probably quite a while because we've had loaded calls all night. I haven't been monitoring. I would assume he's been on hold for a while. It is, in fact, Yankees opening day, and you should be excited about it. But I'm not sure why you would feel the need to, A, pick up the phone. I guess you don't technically pick up the phone. I don't know. Maybe you did pick up the phone, whatever. Dial the phone number, call in, wait on hold, and then perform like that. At least if you're going to prank, do something creative. And you clearly could not ad-lib. Because once I let you go and gave you an opportunity to say something else, you had nothing. So I'll just end it with this. This is not for you. Like calling sports talk radio, not for you. Not in a serious manner, not in a joking or pranking manner. Mike is calling from Merritt. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Sal.
How are you, Mike?
I'm wonderful.
What's on your mind?
The New York Rangers play the New Jersey Devils.
Yes, they do, later on tonight.
And I'm going to that game.
Oh, nice. How'd you get tickets?
Oh, we got those tickets.
Yeah. Thanks for the invite.
And Sal, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you three things. What the Rangers going to do to New Jersey?
Yeah.
We're going to embarrass them in New Jersey.
Whoa.
We're going to embarrass them.
Strong words.
We're going to embarrass the Devils because the reason why, because of the playoffs, Rangers could be in second place after we beat New Jersey. 8-0, the final score.
8-0? Wow, that's a bold prediction, Mike.
Yes.
Mike, you make sure, can you do me a favor and call me back later on tonight? I'll be on 12 to 5 tonight.
No, I know that, but I want to tell you one thing.
Well, can you call me? Because I want to hear from you after you go to the game, and we'll see how your prediction held up.
But, Sal, I want to say one thing to you. Go Rangers!
Yeah, there you go, Mike. We appreciate you taking the time to call. Go Rangers is right! Oh, that's going to be a sweet one. That is going to be a sweet one. The cherry on top of hopefully a perfect day in New York sports. Yankees take care of business against the Giants. Cole, Judge, Volpe. The Mets take care of business against the Marlins. Lindor, Alonso, Scherzer. And the Rangers wipe the floor with the New Jersey Devils. Eli is calling from Washingtonville. What's up, Eli?
Listen, man, I hope I do better than another caller.
you're already off to a better start.
Yeah, I thought the guy had brain damage or something. But anyway.
He might have. You're talking about the caller, who was talking about the Yankees, a couple of, yeah. Yeah, right.
Before I touch on the Yankees, the Rodgers thing I believe is also going to happen. But what they're talking about is switching first-round picks. Like, I think the Packers want the 13th, and they'll give the Jets the 15th.
Okay.
And I think that's the thing that's on the table. And then, of course, some second picks, next year and the following.
Yeah, I thought I read somewhere that the Jets were not giving up the 13th pick. I thought I read that somewhere yesterday, but I could be mistaken. And I did hear what you're talking about, where that has been a thought process out there where maybe instead of just the Jets trading that pick, which is not going to happen, maybe they could swap first-round picks. Not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
If they did, I'm saying.
Yeah, now to the opening day, listen, man, I just want to see, a good offensive performance by these guys just to show that we made some type of improvement from last year. I know, you know, Cashman didn't add a lot of pieces when it came to offense, but I don't know. They started to say that Donaldson switched his batting stance, and supposedly he's supposed to be, you know, more productive at the plate, but, you know, my hopes are not that high. And so Aaron Hicks is Aaron Hicks. You know, the guy's, like, he started off spring training, like, hot and then, like, cooled off. So I don't know what to expect from him. And
you know, nothing. I don't think you can expect anything from Aaron Hicks. Whatever you get from him would be gravy. I wouldn't expect Hicks to even be playing that much. I think you're going to see Cabrera a lot more than Hicks, although I could be wrong. Maybe Hicks is in the lineup later on this afternoon. But Cabrera's going to find his at-bats, and Hicks is probably going to have a small window to go out there and prove himself, because they're not just going to keep running him out there. They can't. You can't go with Hicks and Donaldson again after last year and give them both plenty of opportunity.
All right, one question. Do you have under or over, Judge over 45 home runs?
I think you have to go over on that, no?
Yeah, but I think it's 40 to 45, that's it. Because I think it's impossible for him to, like, match the same productive, and I'm just hoping he stays healthy throughout the whole season.
All right, well, let me ask you, if he stays healthy, if I told you guaranteed he's going to stay healthy and play 155 games, how many homers do you think?
Yeah, then I'll go over 45.
Okay.
I'm thinking at least one stink. You know, I'm hoping not. You know, I'm not jinxing or whatever. But I don't know. I want to see this offense click. I know Volpe's going to be like a little spark plug, but like I just need, you know, the arms are going to be there. You know, Rendon hopefully comes back. You know, on time for like the little, the second half. And you know, I feel like these arms could hold up.
Yeah, when it comes to Rodon is supposed to be ready to go early May, is right now. Now, anything could change, obviously, but he's supposed to be early May.
Yeah, and then, you know, Severino with the lat problem again, and this guy with the hamstring. But I'm confident that the pitching is going to hold. But the hitting, I have to see something about the hitting. And then, tell you the truth, if we get up to a hot start, I don't want to categorize nothing that the Yankees are hot, that the Yankees are going to do this, do that, until we face the Astros. Until we get that series win against the Astros, I'm not counting my blessings.
Right, but they may not be there. And you know, and thank you for the call, Eli. Good luck to your Yankees. They may not be there, the Astros, in the postseason. You expect them to make the postseason, but maybe the Yankees don't get to meet them. Yankees have some issues with that rotation. The good news, see, the bad news for the Mets was Diaz's injury cost them the year. The bad news for the Yankees is that they had a lot of injuries, but the good news is that none of them are really significant, or at least not right now. Bader shouldn't be missing that much time. Rodon seems to be on track to return early May. You know, Severino, it's going to be a wait-and-see thing. Hopefully it's no issue with the lat, although we saw that in 2016 with Noah Syndergaard. He had some kind of lat issue, and he ended up missing the entire season. So, and Severino's a guy who's often hurt. So it might be an issue. You just don't know. But the 3/5 of the Yankees starting rotation being banged up, that's a problem. Usually they hit their way out of it in the regular season, but in the postseason, the Yankees need to upgrade that starting rotation. Hey, we'll see. Clark Schmidt gets an opportunity. See what Herman can do. A guy who's won 20 games before. And obviously you have Cole and Cortez, those guys you rely on. Chris is in Beacon. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Sal? They switched your schedule again?
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
Oh, man, this is horrible.
Why? I'm getting out of here in 20 minutes.
Hey, what am I supposed to do all night?
Did you listen to the whole show so far?
No, I didn't.
You can go back and listen on the Odyssey app.
Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe I'll put it on the AM station with the Alien channel.
No. You either have two options. If you love me so much and you just need to hear the whole show, you go back and listen to the free Odyssey app, or you listen to Emmanuel. Emmanuel will do a nice job coming up at 2.
All right. I mean, I'll listen to Emmanuel a little bit. I am not happy about this day, Sal. I'm not excited like I was a couple months ago.
Why?
I'm actually pretty depressed because we just went downhill so quickly. And, you know, I don't know what we're going to take from the season. To me, it's just like, eh, you know, and look for next year with getting Ohtani or somebody, because we are not built to win at this moment, you know, and the whole crashing of Correa and then now this devastating injury to Diaz is just, it's horrible. Like, people don't understand how big of a deal this is, man. Like, we're going to lose games, and we're going to wonder if those games Diaz would have closed out. And, you know, it's going to be a good amount of games that we're probably going to end up losing because of this. And then, you know, what are we expecting? And I don't know, Sal, man. But let me just talk about the Yankees, because I'm miserable, so I need to go out at the Yankees, you know, because misery loves company, you know, Sal. But look with the Mets, I'll take it day by day. We'll do that, and I'm not going to give up anything. But with the Yankees, Sal, another 6 months I got to deal with these people, man. All right, and what is with this whole Volpe thing for the last week, Sal? This is how Yankees do. They're acting like they just signed Ohtani or somebody. They're losing their mind. They're all happy about this new number of getting 11, Gardner's number, but they are throwing this guy like they got the next Jeter. Man, they are going too overboard with this. And look, I hope they don't ruin this kid. Like, Judge, he was okay. He could take the criticism. You know, you saw a guy hit 62 home runs, and they booed him in the postseason. I hope they don't ruin this kid if he doesn't come out, you know, like they think, and they destroy this kid's confidence from the beginning, because Yankee fans are rough, man. But like I said, they're putting this kid on a
Every fan base is rough. And you're right, maybe there is a little bit too much hype right now, Chris, and thank you for the call regarding Volpe. Here's the thing. He's earned it. He earned it with his play up through the minor league system. I know he have a ton of games, obviously, at AAA, but he earned the hype in the minors. And then in spring training, he went out there and took the job. This is not just, oh, let's cross our fingers and hope this guy can do it. He's earned this opportunity. Now we're going to see what he can do for real. But the tools are clearly there for Volpe. He's a ball player. I don't know why you got to hate on the guy. Now, if you want to be realistic about it, all you have to say is he hasn't done anything yet at the big league level. And that would be accurate. He has not done anything yet. And we've seen plenty of guys with a ton of hype come up to the big leagues. And whether it's initially, whether it's years later, you know, Gary Sanchez came up and looked like he was the best player ever. And then all of a sudden, he started to suck. And he never was what they expected that he was going to be. Gleyber Torres has been a disappointment to a certain extent. We talked about Greg Bird, Miguel Andujar, Clint Frazier. A lot of these guys were supposed to be big-time players, and it just didn't pan out. I just get the feel. I can't speak to what anybody else is seeing or thinking or feeling. I get the feeling, based on what I've read, based on what I've heard, based on what I've seen with my own eyes, I just think he's legit. Now, again, we have to see it. I believe Volpe is legit. And I want to know, why does it bother you? Like, we're going to see it one way or another. He's either going to be legit or he's not. What do you care about the hype, especially if it's for a guy who's actually earned it? When the hype machine is going for players who don't earn it, that's the problem. Volpe took this job. The kid earned it. I'm not taking that away from him. Because that's rare that actually happens, where a team will go into a spring saying, oh yeah, it's kind of an open competition. But the reality is, we knew that Volpe was most likely going to be starting the year at AAA. He made it extremely difficult on the Yankees. And that's his job. Make that decision as tough as possible on them. Force your way into the lineup. Force your way onto the big club. He did it. And now he's got to be able to stay and live up to that hype that he created with his play. I think he will. 877, is certain guys you're like, I don't know about this guy. And certain guys you could just tell. I think with Volpe, it's one of those guys you could just tell.
There's 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Sparks.
Yes! When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
What a move by Sparks.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Sal Licata back on the Fan, going till 2 a.m., so we'll finish up with your calls here over the next 10 minutes or so. Emmanuel Barbari will be on at 2. I'll be back again later on tonight at midnight to wrap up what hopefully is a glorious day in New York sports. Yanks at 1, Mets at 4, opening their seasons. Rangers, Devils at 7 o'clock. And I know everybody's like, oh, hockey, hockey, how can you talk hockey on opening day? That is a huge game, a playoff preview, and a spot to where the Rangers could catch the Devils in the Metro Division and have home ice. Now, if the Rangers lose, I won't mention it once. I might mention it, but it becomes more or less relevant in the event the Rangers lose, because then, you know, the Devils are going to have the 2 seed, and that's basically that. That's a wrap. Then we just wait for the postseason actual matchup when that gets underway. But if the Rangers win, that adds some intrigue. Anyway, 877-337-6666. Jack is on Long Island. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Sal, what's going on, man?
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Did you hear about the prank that they pulled on Volpe?
No, what's
so
that?
Welcome. So he gets some traction or whatever, and he goes down to the locker room, and they filled his locker with Up Dog.
I don't know what that is.
All right, never mind. No. Anyway, what do you think if DJ LeMahieu is starting over Donaldson at third?
He's not gonna, it's not gonna happen.
Really? Why not?
Yeah. What do you mean? Because you probably don't know what's Up Dog when it comes to the Yankees. That's why. It took me a second, but I did get it eventually. You see what I'm saying? LeMahieu is gonna be the guy who's gonna DH a little bit. He'll spell Donaldson at third on occasion. He'll spell Glaber at second on occasion, and Rizzo at first. That's how LeMahieu is going to get his at-bats. DH, second, first, third, depending on matchups. But Donaldson's going to be the everyday primary third baseman. Mike is calling from Long Beach. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. What's going on?
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Listen, I'm a huge Yankee fan, but I don't understand why these Mets, you get so many Mets fans who are down on their lineup. I think you've got a bunch of great hitters on that team. And yet you see Met fans complaining that they don't have enough of that lineup.
They're missing one power bat. Look at the other lineups, whether it's the Padres, Braves, Phillies, Yankees. The Mets are missing one power bat.
But the Mets hit enough home runs over the course of the year that
I don't think that they do.
Okay, maybe it's just a matter of opinion. But
it's a matter of fact. I mean, the Mets do not hit. And now, look, the Mets were a top five offense statistically last year. They are not a great. But they're not a great home run hitting team. There's a difference between being a top five offense and being a team with power, which can wreck a game. The Mets may have depth. They may have guys that can work the count. And look, it's a well balanced lineup and pretty deep. They're lacking one power bat, and they know it. The owner said it himself.
All right. And just one more thing.
Yeah, sure.
It is impossible to be a Yankee fan and a Mets fan. You can't be a Ranger fan and an Islander fan. You can't be a Knicks fan and a Nets fan. It's just not natural. I don't know how people say, I'm both a Mets and Yankee fan. Impossible.
Well, the way that I said it before, Mike, and thank you for the call, and I happen to agree with you, is that you can root for multiple teams. Like, I don't root against the Islanders, unless, of course, they played the Rangers or it meant something, in regards to the Rangers and the standings. I don't root against the Islanders. But it doesn't make me an Islander fan. And maybe other guys look at certain teams and say, oh, yeah, I like this team or that team, and I root for these teams. Yeah, but if you root for two teams, especially, to your point, two locals, you are not a clear fan of one of them. And the Mets-Yankees one is the weirdest one ever. Like, You just don't. Go back to when we had three teams in this town, with the Dodgers, with the Giants, Yankees. There was nobody that was growing up a fan of all three or two out of the three. It was you either were a Dodgers fan, Giants fan, or Yankee fan. That's it. You pick one and you're a fan of that team. Now, you could root for multiple teams, but if you do that, I don't know how you could be a fan of one of the teams. We had a caller before bring up an example of the Jets and Giants. You know, what happens when they play each other? Then what? Who are you rooting for? And if you're not rooting for one of them, that means you're not a fan of either of them. I don't know. Either way, it's a weird conversation. And to each their own, you can do whatever you want. Root for whoever you want. But as far as being a fan and what true fandom is, I don't think that you can claim to be a true fan if that's the case. The Yanks and Mets are hours away from starting their season. This, it's not as good as it gets, but this is maybe as positive as it will be for quite some time. Because after today, the next time we're on, later on tonight at midnight, it will be reacting to meaningful games being played. And even in the wins, we here in New York find ways to critique, nitpick, complain, and be negative. That's what we do. And I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Breaking down each and every game with you guys. I love it. Kevin is in Queens. What's up, Kevin?
Oh, Sal, my brother, man. You're the man.
I am the man.
Listen, when you see Emmanuel Barberian,
yes.
Tell him what you said the other day about Billy Epler.
What did I say about Billy Epler? Emmanuel's right here.
Billy Epler is the man because a couple of weeks ago he destroyed the guy.
Well, why did you could have just called Emmanuel? He's going to be on in 5 minutes.
Tell him, hey, Emmanuel, Billy Epler is the man.
There you go.
What I mean.
He heard you, Kevin. He heard you.
Yeah, just a joke, you know. I love you guys.
Yeah, you know? I know you do.
But remember, you're the cat thing on the ship.
Well, not really.
So, yeah. A quick note, man. Like, you're not going to believe what happened to me a couple of days ago on 328.
What?
I was listening to your show. I was doing some Uber Eats around Astoria and Stanley 28. And I'm pretty sure this person is listening to me. But if you listen, I hope God can give you some on pattern. Man, somebody stole my car. Like, I was doing this delivery like 4 minutes.
What? They stole your car?
A brand new 2020 CRV. So beautiful, man. So blue, like the Mex uniform, royal blue. And there was a Bible in the dash. So many things. Like, just to make the story short, I got into the second floor. I feel like I was followed, set up. This person stole my car, like right behind my back.
Oh no!
I called the cops. They came, and it's been like 3 days. And the last thing we know is that the car is not around. But then I just let you know how a story is getting these days, man.
Ah, that's terrible, Kevin. I'm sorry to hear that. That's not. We don't want to end the show on that note, Kevin. You're getting your car stolen. Jeez. Well, hopefully you find out, who took it. You maybe get it back. And if not, insurance. Hopefully you can get another one. Let's end on a positive note. Keep the positive vibes going throughout the course of the day. Yankees open at 1, Mets at 4. And we expect big things from both these teams throughout the course of this long season that's about to get underway in hours from now. All right, that does it for us. Thanks to everybody who called and listened. I appreciate it. Thanks to EJ Stewart helping us out on the other side. See you again tonight at midnight. Emmanuel Barbari, he's coming up next. We'll see you later.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.